just one halakha. There was a question that was asked regarding a Talmid Hakam, that when he came into a certain community, so everybody came, of course, to shake his hand, to kiss his hand, including the ladies. The ladies came to get a beracha from the rabbi, so they extended their hand to the rabbi, and the rabbi extends his hand as well, and he lets them kiss his hand. So the question, is that really permissible according to the halakha, that a rabbi or a talmid hakam, zaken, is able to extend his hand to a lady in order that she can kiss the hand in order to get, let's say, a beracha? So this question is actually discussed by Rav Ben Ishai in the Sefer Od Yosef Hai in Parashat Shofetim, Halakha Chaf Bet. Hakam bezaken shanashim noshkin yadav en sarich lesarev lidchotam lashik b'nehem lekam. He does not have to refrain them, which means he's allowed to let them kiss the hand. Why? Number one, hada izu anishika shi al gab hayad en zo derech chiba. This is not considered a kiss that has an emotional factor to it, of, let's say, chiba, of love. Dela v'chiba elam neshika ala panim ala metzah, which means the shika shel chiba is usually on the face, it's usually on the forehead, v'chayose, or different areas of the body, let's say. Ve'od, and furthermore, elu ba'im l'nashik al gab ha'yad shel ha'chacham, these people are coming to kiss the rabbis, and mucham milta lechu la'alma, שעושים כן לכבודה של תורה. They're doing it for the respect of the Torah, וכוונתם למצווה, כמו נשיקה שנושקים לספר תורה. It's like the kiss that the person gives to the ספר תורה itself. וכיוון מתכוונים לשם שמיים, everybody obeys לשם שמיים, obviously, לתלן בא, ואין בזה חשש, הן מצד החכם, הן מצד אישה. There's no suspicion from both sides. The Beit Yishai then goes on in a long paragraph, and he brings this thing for the Ayot, and he quotes the Rama in the Haggah and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Aleph Se'if Heh, the Yesh Omrin, Kol She'enu Oseh Derech Chiba, Rak Kavanato L'Shem Shamayim Mutar, Ulkach Nagu Lakel B'Dvarim Edu. So therefore, according to Rav Ben Yishai, there is no problem in this case over here for the rabbi in that case. Of course, I'm going to Shem Shamayim. So what I say is halakha, because you have to be down the Chavzechut. Sometimes, one time this happened, and we saw big rabbis be lenient on this. And some people that don't know the halakha, they came along and started to say, rabbi is this over here? What is he doing over here? What kind of business is this? People are not aware that really it's a Beferush Ben Ishai. Ben Ishai was Hasidah Kadisha. And if the Ben Ishai is being lenient on such a case, so therefore, obviously, it's permissible. So again, the halakha, for those hakamim that are lenient, that they extend their hand to let the ladies kiss their hand for berachot, things like that, yesh them amashi yismochu. There was some hakamim, Hakamim brings it in Tarat Abayit, that would actually walk around with a cloth or a scarf like that to cover their hand, but the Ben Ishai did not necessitate that. Don't have to discuss in this venue, obviously, social kissing. So of course you can, when a person goes to somebody else's house and extends kisses wedding, and things like that, or weddings or parties or things like that, that's for sure hiba, because that's already on the face. The Ben Ishai goes through the answer, how did Yaakov Avinu kiss Rachel? He has a whole piece over there, and he says that's really not a kiss, that's asu, but the social kissing that unfortunately is prevalent really is not accepted according to the halakha.